Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Steady sounds, final conflict, deep groove. Steady sounds, final conflict, deep groove. Steady sounds, final conflict, deep groove. Steady sounds, final conflict, deep groove.
Patrick, are you there? Can you hear me? I need you conscious to do the podcast.
Oh, sorry, Jim. I was just dreaming about RVA.
It's April.
Yeah.
Right? It's April now?
It is. And as we record this, Jim, are the Wizards in the playoffs?
As we record this.
They made the playoffs.
Yes.
Okay.
But as you hear this, they're probably maybe playing, right?
They might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not
might
really
be playing
sure.
Right now.
Yeah, they could be playing right now. I'm not yes. sure. Yeah.
Against the Cavaliers, apparently, is what it looks like is going to happen.
Yeah, or the Celtics, one of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, as we record this, we saw Nick Scalera. That was
kind of cool.
At a show.
We went to a
rock and roll show.
Yeah, so we went last night. We saw Superchunk.
Yeah, that was cool.
The opening band was Swearin'. That was really mm-hmm. fun. And Nick Scalera just came up and said, hey. So that was good. Yeah.
He was wearing a Flying Nun t-shirt.
That's what he wears, right? That's it. That and the MC5 shirt has, I think.
God, he's got that's good it. Taste, man.
What, you know, he just rotates them in and out.
Right.
That's two. Yeah, that was tons of fun. It was great seeing that.
Yeah, it was really cool.
All right, so the people who are just tuning in have no idea what we're talking about. So let's set this up. The show is called Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
The Nick we discussed is a listener, and we saw him at a show, and we love that. If we can hook up with listeners at shows, that'd be
Absolutely.
Great. If listeners want to take us to shows, even better, right?
You're free shows.
You're free stuff, yeah. So that was fun. And I mentioned that it's April because at the beginning of a month, or as close as we can get, we like to talk about new music we discovered from the previous month.
That's right.
That being March,
yeah,
which was a long month. That was mm-hmm. a 31-day month,
yeah,
I believe, right? So there was a lot of new music in March.
Wasn't and actually, a jive-ass month like February.
I did notice that, and I think this has to do with just record release schedules, the way labels put stuff out, but like January and February doesn't seem like there's a ton
Not
of
a lot.
Stuff. But March, it starts to get going again.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of good releases.
You know, it gets warmer. People can start to go on tour. So I think that's part of it.
I think that's part of it. Yeah. And also people are driving around with the windows down, so they want to hear new music, right? They want to blast the new stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we're going to do this is you're going to make some picks today.
Yeah.
Talk about stuff that you discovered in March, and then tomorrow's show will be my turn, okay?
Yep.
That work for you?
It works for me.
The coin has been flipped. That's where it's going. So what do you got for March?
All right, Jim, I want to talk about a couple cool ladies from RVA, Richmond, Virginia.
The RVA, yep.
First up is Lucy Dacus. Two records on Matador. This new one is called Historian. Came out in March, really at the beginning of the month. And then 2016's No Burden was the first one. She was born in RVA. She went to VCU, dropped out to pursue a career in music, and has developed a gauzy, husky, beautiful guitar style and musical style. These two records were recorded in Nashville, and she's really been acclaimed for her lyrics, Jim. So this song I want to play, Non-Believer, check out the first few couplets of this, and it's really going to draw you in.
You threw your books into the river, told your mom that you're a non-believer. She said she wasn't surprised, but that doesn't make it okay. You say nobody loves a city, nobody loves what can't love them back. One-way ticket in your pocket, what happened to the charm of a small town? If you find what you're looking for, be sure to send a postcard. You promised you'd never forget the little ones when you got big. You
fantastic.
Yeah, it's great, right? I promise there aren't so many strings on the whole record, but it is kind of gauzy and moody like that. Yeah. And I love those opening lines. Like, it really grabs you. And she's a good singer, too.
It does. But I also like the way it kicks in the second verse. And yeah, it's got a good build to it.
Yeah. And you know what I love about that production too, Jim, is the way they mixed it so you can hear her hand squeaking on the guitar neck as she goes up and down. It's really kind of a cool element that you don't hear a lot of people do, even though obviously playing, like low electric guitar string. So I like it. Tim Kaine once came out, I think, during the election campaign and said he was kind of into Lucy Dacus. I don't know if you remember this.
Oh, no, I don't.
He was like, you know, we know he likes music, but he was definitely calling out like a rising RVA singer songwriter star.
All right, very cool, so
that's pretty good, right? I also want to talk about Natalie Press. She also lives in RVA.
Do they know each other?
Do they hang out? They go to parties, right?
Yes.
Richmond's not that big,
right?
You know, and they're hanging out with Diet Sig probably. Strawberry Moon. So anyway, this is a little bit of a cheat, Jim, because as I mentioned earlier in the show, February is a jive-ass month that doesn't have as many days. But this came out, I think, on the very second to last day of February.
Okay. But you listened to it in March.
That's right.
That's fine.
And it's from an album that's not coming out till June 2018, mm-hmm. So I'm stealing your move. it's Natalie Press. It's called Short Court Style. Let's play it and see what you think of it.
All right.
Hard to switch that one off.
That's got a great groove.
Yeah,
it's
isn't
amazing.
That nice?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think of it?
Well, so I'd heard that before.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Because you, I think, texted me it before.
It's really great.
Listen to this. And I love it. And I've played it a few times actually since then.
Yeah.
And it's just got a great groove. I mean, it sounds like, classic soul.
Yeah,
R&B kind of stuff. I just love the little riff that plays behind it, and it's almost like you can... it's almost like you can picture the band when you listen.
Right. Yeah, that's a great observation.
Yeah.
And she's a really good singer, really soulful. She's got certainly the pipes. And I would say that Natalie probably comes a little more from the sort of DIY indie scene part of Richmond. She made a couple EPs around 2012, 2014, somewhere in there. And then she actually was in Jenny Lewis's band for a while, which is kind of her first big break. And then made a self-titled record in 2015 with this guy, Matthew E. White, who does Space Bomb, which is a whole Richmond kind of studio vibe scene.
Oh,
Yeah, that has sort of an old soul, kind of a Muscle Shoals Stax, kind of vibe that they have going. And Matthew E. White has made a really good record himself. And now she's back, which is fantastic. And I was worried that, what was going to happen, but she's got a new record coming out, and I'm not sure the title of the album, but it's something I'm sure it's going to be.
We'll update people. Yeah. We'll let people know.
Yeah, we'll send you a postcard.
There you go.
So yeah, that's it.
That is very cool. I wish big things for both of them. Yeah. They should both be big stars, don't
RBA,
you think?
I think so. Yeah, it's going to take off, man.
All right. So that's a couple of songs from March-ish.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a couple more tomorrow because we suggest that people listen
every day.
Every day. Mm-hmm. Listen to Rock in the Suburbs. You can find us on all the big podcast platforms. Please visit our website, suburbspod.com. Please rate and review the show. We got another rating just the other day. So that was good. Not a lot of reviews lately. Mm. So
come on.
Help us out, people. Yeah. That's really that's the kind of currency. That's the only currency we ask for. That's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. You know, just good vibes, right?
Yeah. That and free stuff.
Well, that's actually, you're right. There's more than one currency we ask for. But we don't ask you to pay us money for the show.
No.
It's all in the barter system. Then what else? You should tell us about any cool music that you've heard lately.
Yeah.
Anything new? We love it when people turn us on to stuff. There's a lot out there. There's can't listen to it all.
Gotta be stuff we haven't heard that you want us to hear.
So call our Suburban Party line,
612-440-1984.
Or email us rock@suburbspod.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or hit us up on the social medias of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @suburbspod. I think that covers it for now, but we always, or not always, usually have a playout song, right?
Yeah,
and
we
you
do.
Have one. And mm-hmm. and for the monthly roundups, when we can, we like to do a new cover of an old song that just came out.
Yeah,
right? So you, you have one, right?
I do, and it's pretty much cover, but you know, it takes certain liberties because of the person who's created it.
It's a twist on a cover.
That's
right.
And thank you for reminding me of this, Jim. We talked about it kind of when in advance of this record came out, but it's the new Titus Andronicus. You know, it's been getting mixed reviews, and it should, because it's really weird and kind of self-indulgent, but
that's,
you know,
all right.
What else is Patrick Stickles going to do?
It's like a quieter record, right?
Well,
somewhat,
yeah,
or not entirely? Well,
a little more quiet, a little more unhinged, a little more like I'm going up to the backwoods and recording an album of my psycho ramblings and some beautiful songs on there. But who's audacious enough to do a cover of Like a Rolling Stone, yet make it about himself? That's what Patrick Stickles did. So.
It's the best.
Yeah.
All right, so it's called I'm Like a Rolling Stone.
There you go.
By Titus Andronicus. Let's listen to that. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, when it's I like leaving it all raw like that.
Yeah.